taking care of all of your real estate needs by bringing you the experts. I'm your host, Glenn Twiddle. For folks listening in, Glenn Twiddle here. I'm in the room with Matt Steinwade and Chris Gilmore. I've upped the unprofessionalism up a notch, Matt, so my apologies, mate, because I know you are one of the mainstays of professionalism. Yeah, that's it. But I tell you, I am the envy. I would say to my crew listening to this, I would be the envy of most real estate agents, because to be in a room with two seven-figure earners right now, guys, you couldn't put a price on this ticket. So thanks, guys. I appreciate it.
Pleasure.
Matt has just interviewed Chris, and I tell you, just sitting in the room listening to that interview was just killer, you know, and hearing how these two master rapport builders, and that was one thing I was really fascinated with. And Matt, the minute I met you, I thought, no wonder that guy is a seven-figure earner.
Yeah.
True master rapport builder. You know, when you interviewed me, you made me feel like $1 million.
Yeah.
When you're Matt Steinwade, you're the guy that everyone in the industry looks up to, and here you are making me feel special.
Yeah.
So I thought, no wonder.
Because you are.
and that's the thing, man. So it was a masterclass, I think, watching you two do interview each other.
Yeah.
Masterclass in relation building. You met 2 minutes ago and you seem like old mates.
Yeah.
You know, testament to both of your guys' skill set, whether it's natural. Well, let me ask you, for you, Matt, is it natural or did you work on that?
I think it's natural. I think, like Chris said in his interview, it's about being a nice person. And if you're a nice person, you usually resonate with people.
Definitely.
You know,
yep.
If there's a bit of hidden agenda or a bit of it, you don't connect the same.
Yeah, and they feel that. That's it.
Yeah.
And they just get that. Yeah. So, and again, that's the sort of thing you were asking me about, is that feeling and stuff. So
yeah.
You might have all the script, the dialogue right, but if that energy's wrong.
Yeah, you know, totally.
Yeah.
Totally.
Yeah. Well, this is unstructured, unscripted, as your guys was. You know, we're here down in Sydney doing a gig, and you know, it's all good fun. And we managed to drag the legendary Matt Steinwade away from his busy schedule to come hang out with us, share a few tips. What I would suggest for you guys who, you know, you may only listen to the first 10 minutes of these things. So if you're a 10-minute listener, go to mattsteinwade.com, find the links to his system, because quite frankly, that system you've put together, giving your multiple seven-figure career to your competition, to everyone on a platter, guys, go buy it. It's $800,000 or whatever it is. Whatever it is, it should have a zero on it, because it gives you everything. You know, are you proud of your work there?
Yeah, I am. I think, you know, it's just an idea that I had. Where it come from as well, as I used to go to seminars and speak and get off stage, and it's great. You get up there and talk about that, and everyone thinks you're a blooming guru and whatever. But I rang Lee one day and said, mate, what about we put together something that people can buy and they can just have, and then it's like an instruction manual for developing market share. And after I did it, I thought, you know, there's nothing really out there like it that people can... You can't take too much away from a seminar. You can take a bit of inspiration, a couple of ideas, but not ongoing learning. That's the hard part. So I was pretty happy with the result, because people can learn from it as much as they want for as long as they want.
Mm. No, again, I'm a big fan of it. What I love, though, as well as just everything about it, is you give your whole marketing system away, don't you? You tip boilerplates, templates.
Yes.
Everything you do, all they've got to do is implement it.
Yeah.
Really,
yeah,
isn't it?
Exactly right.
What have you found?
And then build on it. People still email me and say, look, I've used all the letters. Can you give me more?
Okay.
But they've got to learn how to do it themselves. I was hoping they would learn how to do it and then build.
No, that makes sense.
Can you write a few more letters for me?
Jeez, man, I'm just giving it to you on a plate. Yeah, damn. Let me ask you about your customers of that system. Because, again, that system is in a box, seven figure. Just do it. And yet I'm sure you would have seen, like I have, people, you know, we've got the self-help industry. I'm sure your system, like many, sometimes ends up as shelf help.
Yeah, for
you know,
sure, for sure.
Have you got any feedback on people who've made it work and then people who haven't, and maybe the characteristics of, you know, how to avoid being one who it doesn't work for and maybe being one who it does work for?
Yeah, well, I mean, you got to do it for a start.
Yep.
Literally, like you said, everything is in there. And I've had so many, I would say hundreds, without exaggerating, hundreds of emails from people that have doubled, tripled, quadrupled their business.
Mm.
Especially, you know, the keenest people that have purchased it, that have made it work, is the new people.
Okay.
The people who have just got in the industry, they're not sure where to go, and they've stuck to it.
Yep.
They're the people that have, you know, I've had emails from people that have said, look, I've had a dream to buy a BMW, because of your system, I've just bought one today, and all of this sort of stuff. Like,
yeah, I got shivers, man. That's awesome.
Yeah, but I love speaking to, if I speak to people, the newer ones, because they're usually the ones that take things on, and they're the ones that have got most mileage out of this.
Excellent.
Even though some of the better agents in the country have bought this as well, and I'm sure they use bits and pieces, but I think we tend to revert back to our habits a lot of the time, and when you're new, you don't have a lot of them, so either be new or really willing, and, and it'll work for you.
Excellent So there's my plug, guys, go buy it. And so let's you know, what are some of the tips that you've got, again, if you resonate with the new people? I used to have that reputation. I was always the guy that could get someone from a standing start to 150 grand, because I come from Ipswich, a bit of working class background, that was me. Then this maniac Chris Gilmore that you've just interviewed goes and, you know, seven figure earner kicks ass. Now people are saying, oh, Glenn, I don't think you're for me, you're for the Chris Gilmores. How do I get to 150, you know? So again, if you sort of resonate with those new folk, what's the sort of tips, you know, if I've got a few of them on my CD program, they haven't started yet, they're about to, what are some of the tips? What's week, what's month one entail for, in a Matt Steinwade world?
Month one? Well, pick a core area for a start. Like, I just believe that that's the key to success in real estate. Pick a core area of 1,000 or 1,500 or 2,000 homes. Don't get caught up in the number. It's around that. And then start to get to know it. Chris doesn't door knock, but if it was me, I would just go and door knock every house and introduce myself and give them a business card. So I'm your area specialist, just want to drop a card in. If you have any thoughts of selling down the track, just give me a call. And I would just leave it at that for the moment until you work your way around the area. And I would also cold call. So I just get on the phones and start making contact with people.
And that, I tell you, the one thing that's good, you know, when you do some of the cleverer stuff, and again, some of the stuff that we've put in place lately, it's clever and it's sexy and it gets results or whatever, and it's low intensity on time. But the thing is, it also costs a budget. If you don't have a budget, what you've just said costs you nothing but shoe leather. You get a big cap on your phone and you go hell for leather. Excellent, mate. And actually, with this interview is really, really timely, because Matt Steinwade is about to step, or has already stepped, and we've caught you just at the start of this new journey. Tell us about that. You're about to step back into the arena and kick someone's butt again. I love it.
Well, I sort of got a bit sick of sales. Like, I ran very fast for 15 years, and it almost got to the point where I was just listing too many houses. I couldn't keep up with the volume. I was listing...
You poor bugger. There's people there saying, I'm listening to what they're saying. You poor bugger.
Well, you know, I was listing like a house a day, sometimes two a day, every day. It was just too much. And then I found that I probably lost a little bit of the why.
Okay.
Because I've got four kids. My youngest is... I think he'll end up being a pro surfer. He's pretty talented in that arena. So we just, I spent a lot of time doing that. The other kids need attention too, doing their thing. And I just was split. I was a little bit split between everything. So I stopped, you know, I literally just was giving away all of the listings to the people in my office, just doing bits and pieces. But now I've decided to go back into sales and set a new benchmark for myself.
I love it.
But do it 5 days a week.
Okay.
You know, so probably write, I don't know, 2.5 mil 5 days a week. So have a life. I think it's easy to be a workaholic in real estate and be owned by people. I still want to provide the best service in the marketplace, and I'm coming up with a thing called the Matt Steinwade Experience, and that's going to be basically my brand in the marketplace.
So guys, you're getting it first. What I love about a performer, and you know, again, I'm sitting here with shivers thinking, most people would wait until they've made some headway into that sort of success before they put it out there to really, knowing my crowd, this is going out to the real estate community at large saying, watch me dance. You know, here I go, 5 days a week, 2.5 million, and you're putting it on a recording before the fact. I love it, man.
Yeah, that's right. And I think there's things like social networking, which I'm very aware of now, and I know you are, but I think that's the next phase of real estate. To a degree, it's not going to replace anything. It'll enhance it. So I have another tool called ymat.com coming out soon for my marketplace. And that's going to be the centerpiece of what I do, embracing social networking, but my marketing is going to basically shift to social networking.
Right. Excellent, mate. Because I know you're right on the cutting edge of that. In fact, you've recommended me social networking, because I was sort of ignoring Twitter a little bit. And you recommended me that great book. And guys, get the book. Gary Vaynerchuk, crush it. Killer book. And courtesy of Matt Steinwade. So send him a thank you when you take some of those tips on board. So excellent, man.
Because I think one of the things also is I want people to review my services. So freely review my services. It's not done in any marketplace that I know of. In real estate. But so one tool for me will be a review section of YMAT, so people can get on there and just freely see what people have
said.
Hopefully too many people don't put things on there just haphazardly, but you know, genuine reviews, star rating, comments, whatever. Because I think days of testimonials will be gone once that comes into play.
May I tell you, I sit here and I think how funny. I've just put together a site like that for one of my guys where you can, it's a social networking type site. And again, I bet you he's just sitting there going, that's done. You log in like a Facebook and you can leave a message for a former seller of Matt Steinwade saying, how'd he go? So you get honest interaction, Facebook-like interactivity between potential sellers and past sellers.
Yes.
You know, love it, mate.
Yeah,
excellent.
Yeah.
And isn't it funny how I bet you we are the only three people having this conversation in a 10-mile radius.
You know what I mean? It is
the minority that think like you, mate, and it's a testament to your success. So.
Yeah.
Excellent, mate. So we'll go back to the rookie, to the cold calling, to the marketing and stuff. What sort of marketing chops and marketing studies and stuff? One of your ones that I love that I'll just, on Matt's behalf, I love the blank envelope one.
Tell us about
the blank envelope marketing piece of Matt Steinwade. That's a killer.
Yeah, well, I think that's the second one I would do. And then the first one is sold by Matt Steinwade is coming. I would do that letter.
Right.
And then the next one is just my profile on A4 page in a blank envelope, just in the letterbox. So it doesn't mean much, but what it does do is, I think it's like little bit after little bit after little bit, they pull out the envelope or they open the envelope, it's got no address on it, makes them open it, and there's my big fat face there. just done nicely. People remember that stuff. It's not asking them to do anything. It's just a profile page.
Mm.
You know, I think little things like that sort of separate yourself a little bit because it's always thinking of selling. Call me for a market opinion. Thinking of, you know, whatever.
Mm.
Like it's, I think it's more about personal branding than it is about asking that question. I know that's a call to action. I understand that, but I think done sparingly and in the right way that. Thinking of selling it, I think it can repel people if it's asked too much.
Mm. And I love that because I'd always prided myself on doing very clever things to get envelopes opened, you know, putting in lumpy mail, like putting in a dice, putting in a little toy dinosaur and the headline is your marketing from the Jurassic period, stuff like that, putting a coffee stain on an envelope, print it on there, you know, all these clever out of the box thinking. And then when I heard your thing say blank envelope A4, I think, simplicity. Because you would have a 90% open rate of that, I would expect.
Oh, yeah.
100% maybe.
Yeah.
You've got to open it. I love it. So what a great tip.
Just one other tip that's worked really well. It's just a letter that says, just in case you need it, with your business card clipped to it.
Yeah.
It's been one of the best ones.
Yeah. Okay. Mm. So again, eliciting on that is just expanding on that. Just in case you need it. Letterhead. Just in case you need it. Paper clipped business card to the letterhead.
That's it. Nothing else. Right.
Golden. Again, brilliant in simplicity.
Yeah.
There's a quote on your system that, again, I wonder if, I'd like to you to expand on that because I heard it and I thought, oh, don't know if I like it, but again, I'm wrong. When me and you differ in opinion, I've got to say, my best year was 380. I'm wrong, you're right.
Until
I prove otherwise, I'm wrong, you're right. The quote was something like, it really doesn't matter what you say, just get 18 contacts.
Yeah.
Kind of thing. It doesn't really matter what's in it. What's your thoughts on that?
Was that more around cold calling or?
I think it was around letters. I think it was around letters. It doesn't matter what's in it. It's just frequency and repetition of contact. Something like that.
Well, the simple, like anything, the simplest ones are the best ones.
Mm.
Like there's one called a hotspot letter. It just says your property's in a residential hotspot.
Mm.
Calling, whatever.
Yep.
That's great too. So I don't, you know, people in sometimes my office or other officers, they scratch their head and say, what will I write? Or can you come up with a letter for me?
Mm.
I just think of one thing and I just do a letter around that. It could be 5 words, it could be 10 words, it could be anything. But I think the biggest tip around letters is your face on the letter.
Mm.
So top right-hand corner, Ralph R. Roberts in Walk Like a Giant, Sell Like a Madman. That's the thing that I got out of his book.
Yep.
And I think that's been more powerful than the actual content of the letters.
Mm. Mm. Excellent.
Yeah, because they see your face every time. People resonate with what they, the face that they see.
Yeah. And given that we're here with Chris, what are your thoughts on that? Doesn't matter what's in it. Just get it out.
Definitely. Just keep putting it out there.
There you go, guys. If I disagree and Matt Steinwade and Chris Gilmore agree, I'm wrong. You're wrong. We're all wrong because they're right, so do it. What about ConvertMate? Your list to sell, your appraisal to listing ratio is unheralded.
Yeah.
Best in the industry, I'd suggest. Yeah. Very few go close. Any tips along conversion? So taking someone from being interested, I'm maybe selling, call in Matt Steinway, they may or they may not know you.
Yeah.
You know, what's your tips on getting that friggin' near 100% conversion ratio?
I don't really care if they want to sell. Like, I don't. I look at more of the relationship. Mm. And then if I do get called to a place, I take the structure very seriously. Mm. Like it's like game on for me. So as soon as they call, the pre-list kit goes straight away. The pre-list content is good. It's it's more about profiling myself. I'll put brackets around that. It's more about them.
Yes.
But making sure that they know they're dealing with me, not the company.
Yeah.
All right. That's okay. Probably been a big thing for myself.
Mm.
When I get to their house, I'm very tuned in. Like, I'm quite street smart because how I grew up. So I'm very tuned in to what do they need right now? Where are they at? Who are they? Like, mm-hmm. I really... my whole presentation is built around making sure all of their questions are answered.
Mm.
But there's a structure to it that I take them through. So they feel like they're coming on a journey with me in the listing presentation. And I know by the end of it, they get there and go, okay, there's a logical place right now that we're at to. They don't say this, but they feel that they're at a logical place of, great, that was really thorough. That was brilliant. Because I like people to understand what it's like to do business with me. It's very thorough, attention to detail. You know, I live the experience. That's sort of how my listing presentation is. You know, funny enough, when I get there, I don't talk about commission ever in a listing presentation, you know, unless they ask and I'll tell them.
Yep.
I don't avoid it. I just say, this is what I charge. But at the end, they very rarely ask how much fee is.
Yep.
And I quite often say at the end, would you like to know how much I charge? Because they go, oh, okay, sign up. Well,
yeah, it's 80%.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I say that. I say, look, it's 10%. And they go, they all go, whoa, really? Gee, we thought you'd be more. They all say, we thought you'd be more, but gee, that's a lot. And I say, no, I'm just joking, 3.3. And they go, ha, ha, ha. And it just brings it right back to a place of whatever. And then I just say to them, would you like to get started?
Yeah.
And then sometimes they say yes, sometimes they say no, and I never try and push for the business. And I know people do it differently.
Hmm.
And have I lost business because of that? Probably.
Mm-hmm.
You know, someone else comes in and they're ready and they might list with them. But more often than not, I list the property because my follow-up is my close.
Yeah.
You know, I like people to choose me and be ready to choose me, because if I do that, it comes to a place of doing business together. They've selected me, I haven't pushed for the business, and then they'll listen to me easier, much, much easier during the process. It's not like, you know, did we sign the agreement too early, or, you know, the next day.
Yeah.
You know, they start to think, he was a bit forceful, or, you know, a mistake happens early on, and then they think, oh, you know, I shouldn't have signed that early. Yeah. Once that creeps in, it's very hard to build the emotional bank with people.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mate, what I've noticed about your system, and certainly you've elaborated on that there, is that each client sounds like they're getting a very conversational, very genuine, very natural Matt Steinwade.
Yeah.
And yet behind the scenes, it is surgically precise procedure.
100%.
You know, what a wonderful mix. I love it, mate. I aspire to that level of professionalism in my business. Because one of my points of difference, as you'd see in my marketing, is the nice, not the nice guy, the unscripted, down and dirty guy. If I could couple, for my business, that reputation with surgical precision like you've got, I'd be killer. And yet I'm just a bit lazy at the moment, where I've been too busy to get the surgical precision skills that I know I've got.
Yeah.
But so you're a testament to what brilliance.
Yeah. Love it. Well done. It's about blending it though, like you say, blending that. Like, it's, you know, funny enough, when it is conversational when I present to people, but when I first sit down, I pull out an A3 sheet with six circles on it and a premium result at the end.
Uh-huh.
And that's the agenda.
Mm.
So I think you need to start anything with an agenda. Yep. Like, they don't know what to ask. And
that's right, yeah.
Quite often when you sit down with people, an agent say, well, what would you like? What do you expect from this meeting or whatever? I mean, most homeowners don't know.
Mm.
I like to take control. And I think when you take control, people feel at ease.
Definitely. Mm. Yeah, especially with an energy like you've got that would make them feel comfortable.
Yeah.
The sleazy salesperson trying to take control is going to get their back up.
Yeah, so, yeah.
Well exactly done. Right. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, something else popped in. Oh, yeah, one thing I love is that both you and Chris, and again, I look for commonalities of superstars, you know, and I know it's a small thing, but both you and Chris use the word premium result. He uses the word premium price, and it's not best price, not highest price, whatever other people might choose. Choice of particular words, and, you know, again, what I think is, again, when you guys agree on a word, there it is, guys, premium is our word.
Yeah.
You know, that's our result we're after, a premium price.
I think that should be in inverted commas, because you should never promise a premium result.
Okay.
It's always the opportunity of securing. So, like, but you never want that to bite you later.
Yeah, okay.
You know, he said he'd get us a premium result. I'm not saying Chris does or I do or anything like that. You just got to, if people are running off going to say, look, I'm going to get you a premium result, be very careful of that.
Mm.
You know, it's helping them secure an opportunity of a premium result.
Yeah.
Giving them the chance of an opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
So just always, people listening, just be mindful of that.
I like you mentioned before about commission. It's certainly going to a catchphrase for a lot of my guys if they're in Queensland. We're about to face the deregulation of capped commission. 2.5% is our cap now. It's about to, as you guys experienced many years ago, cap coming off. So Chris was, when it was announced, Chris was looking at going up and others are panicking about going down. How did you guys tackle that? Because I love your dialogue on dealing with it. Most of my guys know it off by heart now, you know.
I think it's always been deregulated with us.
Right, okay.
I think, I don't know. Okay. Maybe just before I got into it 15 years ago, it became not.
Yeah.
Mm. I don't even think commission... I don't really have any scripts and dialogues around commission or anything.
Well, the one on your system's killer, man. So whoever that was who sounded like
I mean, I have them, but it's not a focus of mine. It's it very rarely comes up.
Mm.
Like, it really does. I think if the relationship is there first, you built the relationship, and I think success comes with a price. So if you want, you know, a successful real estate business within a business, the price is building relationships with your core area first.
Yeah.
When you're perceived as an expert, they don't care.
Yeah.
They really don't care.
Mm.
So I think quite often we have these things that when people ask about the commission, I'm going to have this script or dialogue, but it's more about building the relationship first.
Definitely.
You know, agreed. My advice around commission.
Yeah, that'd be my advice as well. And what I've found is the better prepared I've been historically, because for years I was well-schooled and well-prepared for a commission request for reduction. I never got one, ever.
Yeah.
And I think the better prepared you are, the less it's going to happen.
Yeah.
You know? One thing around that popped into my head just now that's gone. It's gone, must be a light.
Well, here's one thing with commission.
Yeah.
If you charge 2.5% at the moment, just try charging 3% and you watch how many people say yes.
Yeah. Actually, that's what I was going to ask. Do you reckon any in your career when you've done the 10% gag, do you reckon anyone would have paid it?
No.
You don't reckon any? You don't reckon any? Mate, I tell you, I wouldn't be surprised.
No.
No, you don't know? I'd pay it, mate. You
wouldn't. No, I think
so. And that does lend itself, though. One of the exercises I'm about to do at this gig when I talk is I'm going to auction money. Not auction money. I'm going to sell money, $100 notes for $10. I'm going to sell $500 for $50. I've done that before.
Mm.
Easy to sell money at a discount. Very easy. They run at you.
Mm.
And is that's really what you're doing, isn't it? Because I love the question you've asked where you say, do you like the house you're living in? You know, did you love it when you bought it? You know, can we expand on that? What do you say along that dialogue? Because I love it. Because what you're selling is money at a discount.
To a seller,
and you're asking them about, would you have paid an extra X?
Oh, right, yeah.
That's cute.
Well, they all say yes.
Yeah.
You know, it's about their buying experience.
Yeah.
I've never met an owner that said they wouldn't have paid more.
Yeah, that's
ever.
Right.
And it's just the best lead into the negotiation pod that you can have.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then that leads itself to, you know, you're buying me at this, you know, 2.5%, 3%, whatever it is, 3.3%.
Yeah.
That's why I get you 5 or 10% more. You're buying money at a discount. So, I love it.
Yeah, and I think on the USP for an agent, you know, you've got to have a difference.
Yes.
You have to, because, I mean, we are our product.
Mm.
And people who are listening to this, when you go in to present to somebody, you've got to understand that, what are you offering?
Yeah.
Like, where do you stand in the marketplace? Why should someone invest in you?
Mm.
It's such an important thing. They're investing in your brand.
Yep.
They really are.
Absolutely.
And it's like if you asked Apple or Steve Jobs about Apple, he would have a fair idea what he and the company stood for or what the difference is.
Yeah.
Same as with us.
Mm.
If you can work that one thing out, you will triple your business.
Mm.
Triple your business. And that's not an exaggeration.
Yeah. Mm. Excellent, mate. What would yours be?
You know, the negotiation sequence that I take people through, it's no different than a surgeon. No different.
Yep.
You know, the surgeon specializes in brains or kidneys or whatever they do. That's their specialty. Yep. Mine's extracting price.
Yeah.
So that when I show people this, and if they brought up commission at any point, you know, and maybe there have been a couple along the way, and it's against another agent, I just ask them, did the other agent show you this? No. Well, I suggest that you ask before you make a decision. And then they all go, oh, yeah. And they never go and see the other agent. Yeah. They say, oh, yeah, you're right. Right.
Mm. Yeah. I love it, mate. You're sitting there going, aren't you? Yeah. Young Chris Gilmore, 3 years in the game, just earned $1 million, is sitting there like I am thinking, this is friggin' awesome. Mate, good job. Is there anything that, because I'm going to ask this question of Chris in a moment, is there anything that you've wished I've asked that I didn't?
Now?
Yeah.
No.
Anything? Okay, Chris, anything you wished I'd asked of this friggin' legend on behalf of all of our crew? Because, mate, you've given us some gold stuff, man. Yeah, so thanks,
fine.
Yeah, no, all right, well, I'll leave it at that, folks. We've been hanging out with Matt Steinwade and Chris Gilmore, and I know how envious you are. Here's what you need to do. You need to go to mattsteinwade.com, do one of two things. You need to get his system, and that's what I recommend you do. You know, 800 $5 or something.
Can I jump
like
in?
That. Yeah, please, always.
I reckon the app is where people need to start.
Yeah, like it's excellent.
How much
yeah.
is it? Eight bucks
or something. Yeah.
$9, whatever.
Yeah, an app on your iPhone.
It cost me like $12,000 or more to make.
Yes.
Like, and I only made it for me.
Yeah.
Because it's a scoring system.
Yep. So monitoring KPIs.
Monitoring KPIs that every top performer who I'm either friends with or have seen uses.
Okay.
I've used it myself for more than 10 years.
Right.
Religiously, every day, every day, every day.
And so it used to be a manual system, did it? It used to be a paper point
yes,
system.
Sorry.
Yep, you're right.
But the paper, I would leave at the office and I'd go out to do appointments and I'd be on the phone and I'd forget to how many I made sometimes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
More often than not.
Yes.
So I'd be half guessing, whereas on the iPhone or the iPad, it's with me all the time.
Yeah.
It's the best barometer of your success, I think, you can have the end of every day, because success is about making each day successful, not this place down the road.
Yep.
That's all it is. Mm. And that's why that little app, forget the system, whatever, however much it is. Yeah. Don't even worry about it right now.
Get the $8 app.
Get the little app.
Cool.
It'll structure your day. And then if you want to buy the system, so be it, whatever.
Yeah.
But the app is, I think every real estate agent should have that app.
Yeah, I agree.
Just in my opinion.
Yep. No, I agree. And for the dollars, I agree. We used to do a point system. And again, we were like a tank. We were the number one agency in our area.
Mm.
Very clumsy. And in fact, all we had was more calls than anyone. We were cold call machines. We had an ability to book an appointment of some description. And we had a killer listing presentation. And that's it. We had that and a point system like your app.
Yep.
That was all we had. And we were kicking the butt of people better than us skill-wise.
Yes.
But it was David Knox's mantra. It's better to be there than good. And we were there way more often. So your app is a way to monitor activity and, you know, excellent. So $8 for the app or get the scripts and dialogues. Matt's given his life and his system, you know, for less than one commission. Damn. Yeah, go get both. Matt, man,
thanks.
Thank you. As
thank
always,
you.
A pleasure. Chris Gilmore, been hanging out in the room with Matt Steinwade, Chris Gilmore, and hang out with both of them if ever you get the chance. I'm Glenn Twiddle. Bye for now, folks. Taking care of all of your real estate needs by bringing you the experts. I'm your host, Glenn Twiddle.